The purpose of this track is to allow you to hypnotically imagine traveling to a fairy realm and transforming into a werewolf, joining a winter wolf moon festival. Before we begin, please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or if you have medical issues. You will hear the normal everyday sounds of life around you, but they will not disturb you. In fact, the everyday sounds of life will only cause you to go deeper. If, for any reason, an emergency should occur, as unlikely as that is, your unconscious mind will immediately recognize it and awaken you to a fully alert state so that you can appropriately and effectively respond. As that is unlikely to occur, and knowing that you have the safety mechanism, you can relax and let go, allowing yourself to trust and enjoy this process. Please make sure that any people, pets, parents, partners, or posse will avoid interrupting you. Silence all devices that might draw your attention. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a couch or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become more powerful, you become more open and receptive to positive good suggestions, and your skills of imagination, visualization, make-believe, and focus increase as well. Let's begin with a deep breath in and a slow breath out. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out. In. Breathe out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. Take in a deep and slow breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Out. In. Out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. Breathe out slowly. In. Out. Take a deep breath. Out. In. Breathe out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. In. out. Breathe in. Breathe out the air completely. Take a deep breath. Out. In. Out. Take a deep breath. Breathe out the air completely. As you continue to relax, you can settle more comfortably into your support. Sometimes it's great to go inwards and imagine or make believe when you choose to make time for yourself and forget about everything else for now. When you take time to rest and relax, you can better tackle the challenges of life in the future. So you can relax now and let yourself begin to sink into a comfortable daydream. You can remember how you felt as a child when you enjoyed games and played make-believe. Perhaps you still understand how to let yourself pretend and just allow the images and sensations from your inner mind to overpower how you perceive the world, if only for a little while. The more you mindfully make-believe, the better you become at distinguishing make-believe from reality and fact from fiction. So take this time now to work on your intrapersonal intelligence and become more aware of your own thoughts and feelings as you dive deep into hypnotic trance. Perhaps you can imagine becoming a master of your own mind with the ability to drop deep into a relaxing trance at will and experience your fantasies. As you continue to relax now, you can find yourself settling down into a deep relaxation. You choose to do nothing but drift deeper into comfort. You can confide in me and allow your mind to become open and receptive to fanciful suggestions. Imagine one day you found a box at your doorstep. Perhaps it was sitting just outside your front door, or perhaps you found it outside your bedroom door. The wrapping on the box shimmers tastefully. The large bow and ribbon look perfect. There is a tag with your name on it, or perhaps even your true name. When you open the box, you find a pair of rings. Surprisingly, they look just your size. You can't tell exactly what sort of hard material they seem to be made of, but the rings may strike you as being tastefully unique. You put one in your pocket and slip on the other. In an instant, you find yourself passing through the veil between worlds. The world around you vanishes, and soon you find yourself deep in a vast woods, dotted with shallow ponds. Ankle deep in a shallow pond, you wade to the bank and take off your shoes and socks to dry on a mossy rock. The woods seem to stretch on forever, and time seems to stand still. There's no sun in the sky. Beyond the canopy, there's only a hazy sky filled with a warm, diffused light. In every direction, You see nothing but trees and shallow ponds filling small depressions. As you breathe in the air, you can feel a strange sense of calm and peaceful contentment. You can feel yourself expand and become one with the vastness of the forest. The still air seems to permeate every pore of your skin and deep into your lungs and bloodstream. It fills you with a sense of peace and tranquility, but also a deep joy, freedom, and life. You can feel a wave of soothing comfort flow from the top of your head, into your neck, down into your shoulders, down into your arms, down into your hands. You feel as though you can touch pure comfort and allow comfort to calm your mind completely. The soothing comfort spreads down into your back and chest, down into your lumbar and belly. You feel your guts become soothed as your body slows down. The relaxing comfort spreads into the largest muscles of your body, your groin, glutes, and thighs. And you can feel those muscles and all the muscles in between relax even more completely. Down the soothing comfort flow into your shins and calves, down into your feet. You feel as though you can walk on a cloud of pure comfort. Every toe and the soles of your feet can become pleasurably numb and feel nothing but pure comfort. For a moment, you feel as though it would be lovely just to be a tree, bathing in the soothing light. But you feel a pull, a strange sense of longing for a homeland that you've never been to, or perhaps can't recall. The feeling becomes stronger, and as you get your bearings, the draw seems to be the strongest, in one direction more than the others. You realize that the pull comes from a pond far off in the distance, 10 ponds away. You begin to walk towards the pond, and mentally count down the number of ponds, until you reach the place where you can relax the most, and become the most open. 10. You leave your shoes and socks behind to mark the place where you came from. As you pass the first pond, you feel a sense of enchantment flow through your body, allowing you to go deep into a happy trance. 9. As you walk past the next pond, the soft moss and ferns feel so good against your bare feet. You can feel yourself become more open to possibilities as the magic calling you grows stronger. 8. You pass a small pond, the same as the last. You can allow yourself to drop deep into soothing hypnosis. You can feel yourself become deeply hypnotized with every step. 7. Passing the next pond allows you to go even deeper into joyful trance, feeling your deepest heart become free and unburdened. 6. As you pass the next pond, you know deep down you can go even further into hypnotic trance and allow the deepest self to become open and receptive to good, positive suggestions. You know you can trust in this journey. 5. It feels so good just to relax and allow yourself to vividly see the lush green ferns and mossy bark of this wooded wonderland, to smell the scent of green and life, to touch comfort, and know this means you will go deeper into trance now. 4. You find yourself already halfway there. It feels so good to travel so far away from everything that doesn't allow you to become completely free now and unburdened. 3. You can go even deeper into the wonderful enchantment as you realize that you can always return to your origin place in time, and this time and space is just for you. 2. You feel so close now, the magic calls to you. The pond looks the same as the others, but you can feel the magic draw you in and fill your deepest heart with joy as your mind contemplates what may happen. 1. You pass by the last pond to become completely mesmerized by your destination. Without thinking, you swap rings and begin to wade into the final pool. 0. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. The warm forest filled with shallow pools fades away, and you find yourself in a snow-white wintry forest filled with glistening pure snow and coniferous trees. The scent of otherworldly pine soothes you. Your breath fogs in the cool, crisp air, and your feet quickly become cold in the wintry forest. Something emerges from behind tall bushes, to your surprise. It is a friendly werewolf in half-wolf form. They are fairly attractive, and their fantasy-style clothing seems perfectly tailored to a shifter's changing physique. They look startled at first, but the look of shock quickly fades to one of concern. "What are you doing out here, hon?" "Without any shoes on," they ask. The werewolf seems rather attractive, with their sparkling canines showing when they smile. The magic of the previous world still lingers, and you don't even notice that you're shivering. A blurry afterimage persists when you move, as though you haven't fully integrated into this world yet. "Are you all right, little one?" the friendly werewolf says. They move closer. Clouds pass by in the winter sky, and the full moon becomes completely revealed, pouring silvery moonlight into the winter forest clearing. A massive werewolf reaches out and places a hand paw on your shoulder. The moment the scruffy lupine touches you, your body starts to shift. Muscle and bulk fill out your frame as you surge larger in small bursts. All over your body, thick fur sprouts and spreads. Perhaps it tickles, perhaps it itches, perhaps it just feels natural and normal. The natural color of your fur complements your hair. The base of your spine grows longer and longer as it presses against your clothing. Suddenly a bushy wolf tail erupts from the seat of your clothing. Your tail grows longer and longer until it becomes bushier and thicker. As it becomes bushier and thicker, you can't help it as it sways from side to side during your wolfish transformation. Your hands and feet grow thicker and meatier. Your finger and toenails become thicker and claw-like. Your feet become longer and paw-like, and your legs adjust for powerful strides for running through the forest. Your jaw and nose grow longer in front of your face, and you can see your cool, wet nose in front of you as your eyes adjust. You feel your teeth grow bestial with sharp canines. Your ears grow longer and become covered in the same fur growing all over your body. Even parts of you that I haven't mentioned grow bigger and wolfish, as the beast inside you can no longer be held back. Your body continues to grow in small bursts. As their clothing grows tighter and tighter until they explode into confetti and flutter to the ground. You can't help but tilt your head back and let out a mighty howl. You've become a good werewolf. The effects of the previous world fade as you settle deeper into this one, and your form becomes solid as the afterimages fade. "I don't know who you are," the attractive werewolf says, "but you make a good wolf. Why don't you come with me to the Winter Moon Festival, and you can meet the other werewolves?" The scruffy werewolf leads you deeper into the wintry forest, until you come to a clearing filled with lanterns and dozens of werewolves of all sizes. Tables of delicious food and drink, catering to all tastes, surround a blazing bonfire as werewolves dance and revel in the winter moonlight. You get introduced to the other werewolves as a novice shifter, and everyone seems to want to take you under their wing, giving you tips on how to be the best werewolf you can be. They tell you the name of inns and towns that are friendly to shifters, but you've never heard of any of them. It dawns on a more insightful wolf to draw you a map on the back of a celebration poster. They sit down with you at a wooden bench and table and drink with you as they take quill to parchment. Surprisingly, they are a master cartographer. Thick monster paws render a detailed map of the area. Other werewolves gather around, offering more advice, and soon the table is surrounded by massive werewolves, recounting their adventures and where the best places are for a novice shifter to get their feet on the ground. Many werewolves offer you their spare gifts, and you are adorned with fine gear that seems to magically transform as you do. As the night continues, the wolves grow rowdy, and the party breaks down into friendly wrestling matches and lupine frolicking. At midnight, some order is restored as you all circle around the bonfire and howl at the full moon to mark the start of the new year. As you hear the other werewolves howl, you can't help but feel the urge to tilt your head back and let out the most powerful howl you can manage. This goes on for quite a while, almost until you start to lose yourself in a sense of being part of the pack. When the howl is over, the head wolves make a few speeches, hold a few ceremonies, and the other wolves quietly congratulate you for joining their pack, which apparently participating in the ceremony declared. You soon realize that you are now part of a large family full of many different types of people. Large, powerful, burly werewolves as your father figures, and intelligent, caring werewolves as matriarchs, and all sorts of werewolves above, below, and in between. The Moon Festival continues, and you discover other areas adjacent to the main clearing, where all sorts of werewolf games are set up, and a few tents filled with werewolf art tradition. You have a great time learning about how to be a good shifter while playing games with the cubs. Soon you lose track of your scruffy friend, but you still have your map so you know where you can find them. As the bonfire crackles, smoke and sparks fly up into the winter night, and you have your fill of food and drink. Perhaps you meet up with your scruffy friend, or perhaps you meet the type of werewolf you always wanted to meet. One that can help you become a better werewolf in ways you can only begin to imagine. The night goes on and you enjoy yourself wagging your tail. You pass out under a tree huddled up with other werewolves who also chose to stay there for the night. Tomorrow you will head out to an inn known to help new shifters adapt to living life as a werewolf and set them up with trades suited for werewolves. The coming year is full of promise. Take a few moments now to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. To us. You have the ability to change and grow. Many people overcome any blocks and go even deeper. It's okay to lose yourself to deep hypnotic trance. You can allow your conscious self to relax. Tell the most basic part of yourself, it's okay to go deeper. You can relax, knowing that all this is temporary. There's nothing to do but go deeper. Try to guess how deep you can go. Go there now. Wouldn't it feel great to go all the way down now? You can do nothing but gently drop down now. You can forget about everything for now and go even deeper. It can feel wonderful to go deeper. You can imagine going 10 times as deep. Go there now. People are able to recognize and enjoy vivid imagination. It feels good to become open to change. You have chosen to relax and unwind. You may notice your focus increasing as you tune out discomfort. You can take this time to relax and go even deeper. Isn't it wonderful to know how much you can love hypnosis? Forget about what you can forget. Forget what you can forget. It feels good to trust your ability to imagine. Only remember to focus. As you go deeper into trance, you gain more insight into your own mind. Tune out distractions. Now is the time to trust your imagination. With each and every breath, let go of concerns. In a few moments, I will count upwards from 0 to 5, bringing you up and out of whatever state of trance you may be in, feeling refreshed, as if you've just awakened from a long nap. 0. Taking a few moments to lock in all the positive benefits of this session, perhaps even taking a moment to give yourself a few good suggestions. 1. Closing the doorway to the subconscious mind to block out all negatives, negative thoughts, negative places, memories, or people. 2. Starting to come up and out of hypnosis, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, completely human in body and mind. 3. Allowing the world around you to return. 4. Eyes crystal clear. 5. Eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. I hope you enjoyed this recording. Listen to it again in the future to strengthen the suggestions and go deeper. Thanks to my supporters who ensure more quality recordings in the future and give a small donation of $1 or more a month at hypnobeast.com.